Ladies and gentlemen, dear Mr. Valjean, dear Günther Jonitz, dear colleagues and dear ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the TÜV Consortium, let me welcome you to this final conference of our project here in Berlin. The aim of today's conference is to present the main findings, and I promise you there are really interesting findings, and to provide an open space also for discussion. And we want to discuss also the policy implications of these results so that we get a real a grip on the practice. And the story behind this improving care is really time-consuming. Not all people want to improve quality of care. And so the question is, is it worth it? And we have three main questions. One is, what is the state of the quality improvement in Europe? The second question is, what impact has quality improvement on the patient outcomes and the clinical outcomes? And the third question was, what are the success factors for quality improvement? What shall we do? What shall we alter to improve quality in the hospitals? Hence, the aim of the TÜV project was to answer these three questions, and we want to present the answers today. I remember the first meeting of our consortium. It was in November 2009, 3 years ago, and we have been a much smaller group, and we met in Barcelona, and since then we have done a lot of work. And it's a real complex project. It's the most complex project I ever done. So. But it reflects the problem we are confronted with. It reflects the problem. There are a lot of factors who are have an impact on quality improvement, and also the way how quality improvement has an impact on outcome is also not clear enough, and we have to open the black box here. Yes, and the last 3 years we have been collecting data from nearly 10,000 professionals, 6,500 patients, 9,000 chart reviews, and we have been in 180 hospitals. And they have been from 7 EU countries: Czech Republic, France, England, Poland, Portugal, Spain, Turkey, and Germany. And today I'm delighted to welcome nearly 120 participants from 19 countries. That's the newest state. 19 countries are here. And especially it's a great honor for me to welcome Ms. Agnieszka Dawan-Kishon, Policy Officer of the European Commission, Gigi Sanko, Ms. Valentina Hafner, WHO Regional Office of Europe, Mr. Alex Burek, President of ESQH, and Mr. Edward Kelly, Head of Strategic Program for WHO Patient Safety. And we have a lot of other consortium members here, the experts, partners, and the country coordinators, and I welcome 8 external speakers and 8 advisory board members, and especially I will welcome 18 hospital coordinators who did a great job in collecting this big amount of data. Today's time schedule is about, we have 4 sessions. The first session is about the framework of the project. The second session is about methods and culture. And the third session is about the quality management impact on outcomes. And in the fourth session, we are discussing the tools we are presenting. So we have tried, we try to deliver products for the practice. And despite the tight time schedule, I'd like you to join a brief discussion at the end of every presentation. And brief means 5 minutes. So right now, I hope for a rewarding meeting to all of us, and like to hand over to Günther Jonitz, resident of the Berlin Chamber of Physicians, who will welcome you with a special speech on the quality improvement in Germany. Please, Günther.